many, many things. We've had positive reaction, not reaction, that things work together for the good of the people that they were having the prayer request for.
Oh, absolutely. We just love doing those posts and love doing the praise reports and all that. So send in your praise reports, send in your prayer requests. We love seeing them and posting them then with our prayer team. If you want to be a part of the prayer team, send an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com, because we are global, and you will be able to then have your prayer prayed for, your need prayed for by our radio team, which is what it's all about. Angel, I'm going to ask you to talk about our Thursday night show in just a minute, but we have to do this station ID first. And we are so glad every one of you are joining. Talk to people about our show, this show, and also our Thursday night show, which Angel is going to tell you about in just a moment, and invite them to listen. All right, that's our station ID. And you can listen globally on tantalknetwork.com, www.tantalknetwork.com. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. Also on Saturdays and Sundays, this show is heard at 10 a.m. Eastern on Saturday and Sunday on starcomradionetwork.com. starcomradionetwork.com, 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday Eastern, followed by the show that Angel and I do that she's going to talk to you about right now. And by the way, I was just thinking the other day about the day that I said to you, I got this idea for a new show, and you were going, oh, I've never done radio. I don't know if I could do that. Remember that day?
Oh, I so remember that day like it was yesterday.
Yeah, what happened to you?
Yeah, well, I do radio every week.
Oh, you do radio. And you don't just do this show from time to time on a radio team, but you also do the show with me every Thursday night entitled...
We do Go Yard, which means hitting the home runs in life. It's our life coaching show. It airs right here on the station at 6:06 p.m. on Thursdays. And it's really about helping you, give you practical tools, practical supports to get through those bumps and bruises in life.
Boy, so true. And we've done all kinds of series, and they're on our website, goyard2014.org, and people can find tons of shows there. But by title, would you talk about that and why?
Absolutely. So we have done shows from parenting to relationships to surviving divorce, from anxiety, depression, domestic violence. And so when we did a show, it may not have been where you were, or maybe you didn't know about the show and you didn't get to tune in. So you can go to the website. They're all on there tagged by title. So you can find that show to help get you through whatever bump and bruise you're on right now in your journey.
Bump and bruise you're on right now.
Well, we're always on a bump or a bruise, right? Don't it seem like that? It kind of go
it
from
bump
and bruise to bump and bruise.
Bump and bruise. You know, last Thursday night, we started a new series. You can go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcast, go to Go Yard, and you can catch up with last Thursday night so that you'll be ready for this Thursday night, which is part two of a new series that we're calling How Your Past Affects Your Present, or does your past affect your present? Whatever that title is, we're not sure, but it's all about that. Talk about that, Dr. Angel, and why that's so important to delve into that subject.
Well, it absolutely is important because there's so many people walking around that, you know, they're just not living the best life they could live because they are holding on to anger or resentment or grudges or things from their past that they carry like a bag of rocks everywhere they go. And it impacts every part of their life, from the relationships to their energy, even to their physical health. And so, you know, recognizing that and learning how to let go of that will definitely help them live a better life.
And, you know, I was just, and we pray before we start those shows. And I was so amazed last Thursday night, just sitting there as that show began to unfold before us, not unravel, unfold. And just how God was leading that. And, you know, even though it's not termed a spiritual show, it's termed a life coaching counseling show, it really has its spiritual aspects, and it will bless your life. It's an hour-long show every Thursday night right here at 6:06 p.m. Eastern on this same station, Go Yard, which means hitting a home run in life. It's a baseball term, Go Yard, hit a home run. Nan, you frequently listen, and you also sometimes call in with comments, which we encourage people to do that. Has that show been a blessing to you?
Yes,
that's the right answer. Yes is the right answer.
You were doing your head up and down. That meant to say, no, you really weren't. I'm joking. Audience, I'm joking. She wasn't doing that. Yes, and you know, some like you know, Angel was talking. Dr. Fazzoni was talking. You know, there's like some of the topics y'all had have nothing that relates to me at all, and some of them have nothing that has ever related to me. But then there are those that I hear that do relate to me. And, you know, and it's really cool. And I love to call in, you know, once in a while with a comment or a question or something, you know.
We'd love for you to do that. Uh-huh. So catch us on Thursday nights at 6:06 p.m. Go to our website, goyard2014.org. It's an ORG, and catch up with all kinds of shows there by title. And part one, part two, part three, if we're doing series. Sometimes we do question and answer shows for people that send us questions. Those are always fun, aren't they, Dr. Angel?
Oh, boy. We never know what we're going to get. And we really do not. yeah, we take them. We don't censor it. So
no,
there are questions that come in. And so it can be interesting, those shows.
Yeah, it really can. So welcome back to part two today of Living the Good Life. And I'm Pastor Marcia, along with Nan and Angel, who are part of our radio team. And come April, girls, we are going to be celebrating our 12th year on the air. That's pretty crazy.
Ooh.
No, we're celebrating our 11th year.
11th, yeah.
11th, because we started in April of 07. That's right. This is 18, right? Not 19. Mm-hmm. So we will be having our 11th year anniversary. We need to have a party. Yes, thank you for ringing that bell. We need to have a party to celebrate.
We do.
11 years on the air. Man, it's been fun. I love doing this show every single Sunday. Love being in here in the control room and being able to have the flexibility to change the music as I feel led. It's just fun. It's just fun.
Let's have a party.
Let's have a party. Yeah, we do. We will. We will.
Good.
Okay. Listen to this song by the group Hillsong. I love it. One of my favorites. Show Me Your Ways. Old song. Love this song. Really old song.
Show me your way. Thank you.
Praise God. I love that song. Show me your ways. Instead of doing everything our way, Lord, show me your ways. Nan, what did you get there?
It's entitled Praise Me From Your Heart. I will show you the way to walk in me. You will find yourself to be oh so free. Your life will never be the same as you offer praise unto my name. I will show you the way to walk with me. What will you do? What will your decision be? Spend time each day praising me.
Praise God. And you know, when we do have God, that's a great poem too. When we do have God at the center of our lives and we're thanking him before we see the answer to our problems. Because a lot of times we are so worried about our situation, we can't seem to see the forest for the trees. Dr. Angel, talk to me about that.
It's true, because it just kind of consumes everything in our lives.
Doesn't it?
You know, it consumes your feelings. It consumes your thoughts. It consumes a lot when there's something you're thinking about or worried about or going wrong in our lives.
Absolutely. And I think that with keeping with this series, Resting in Peace, when we are at turmoil on the inside, when we've got stuff bugging us and driving us crazy, let's talk about it in counseling terms, doctor. How does this affect our lives? And give us some examples if you want to. You gave like four or five on the air the other night that were amazing patients of yours. Of course, no names are ever told, but that really brought it home to me about how people behave.
Well, we do. And, you know, it was funny because the issue that they came into the counseling table for had really nothing to do with what was really going on with them.
Okay.
You know, and so someone might come in feeling, you know, depressed or overwhelmed. And then, as you know, we're working through it, really finding out that they've held on to some baggage back from somewhere else in their life. Maybe, you know, angry about a divorce that their parents went through when they were 8 years old. And here they're like in their mid 50s or early 60s. And like it has definitely impacted their life, their decisions, their choices, their feelings, and they've carried it.
And so often when they start talking, I've found in pastoral counseling, and I know you have in your field of counseling, it kind of comes out sometimes when they don't even know, they didn't expect to reveal. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. It comes out. Sometimes it almost comes out as like this badge of honor. Like, I've been angry about this. And they're like proud about being having that angry. But when we get down and look into what that anger has done, you know, I'll see a lot of health issues. I'll see autoimmune deficiency disorders or heart issues or all kinds of stuff. And it's like, it's toxic. And they haven't been able to see that quite yet. So that's my job, to help put the flashlight on really what's been causing some of that stuff in the roots of it and dig it out. But yeah, they don't.
So don't go to Dr. Angel for counseling if you don't want to have some of your crud revealed, right?
True. I definitely go for the roots.
Uh-huh. Think about a dentist too, a person who goes through their lives and doesn't go to the dentist hardly at all. And then they finally have gum disease, or they have terrible headaches, or they break a tooth and they're forced to go to the dentist, and the dentist starts looking at all their teeth and go, wow, you got a lot of plaque buildup. You know, I go dentist routinely because I don't want any of that. Boy, I am like on the money with it every few months, and I am there because I don't want to have other issues, you know, take place in my mouth, right? I mean, this is a funny metaphor, but in a way, it's really very, it works, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Why, Nan? Talk to us about it, and then we'll get Angel's opinion on going to the dentist.
Well, I can say I have not been to the dentist in a little while.
Uh-oh.
Because my dentist went off my plan, and I haven't found one that's on my plan. Mm-hmm. And I'm really dreading when I have to go, but I'm going to need to go. I have two cavities. I know I have them. I had them when I was under the other doctor care, and they called me the day before and said, you're not on the insurance anymore. And, you know, so I know that I'm going to have extra care, extra procedures done because of my choice of not going to the dentist. You know,
ooh,
I had reasons
okay.
for not going, but they're not good reasons. They're just, you know, they're out there, and it's the way it is. And I think what happens, you know, it's like they're going to have to do more work than just teeth cleaning on me. And I think that's the way it is with the buildup of the crud in our lives.
Yes, it is.
You know, as if we let it go unchecked, if we keep it hidden down, if we don't let people like Dr. Angel help pull it up by the root,
right?
Then, you know, I mean, the longer you let it build up, the worse it's going to be.
Well, just take a little garden or whatever, your flower bed, and if you don't go pull those weeds up and pull them up till you get the root, if you don't, they're just going to take over, right, Angel?
Absolutely, they will. They will take over, and it'll be more challenging later to get it back to where you want it to be. And so, you know, we can go to the dentist for our maintenance, and then when you go, it's usually like, oh, have a great day, everything's good, good checkup when you're taking care of it,
right?
You know, and that's just like dealing with our junk. When we deal with it in the moment, yeah, we might have to get a filling here or there, but we can get through with it. But what happens when we let it pile up, and now we need 4 root canals, and we need, you know, this surgery and this extraction, now it's a big deal.
It's a big deal,
a lot of pain at one time,
right?
And it's overwhelming, and it costs us too much money, but it also costs us too much in our personal lives when we do that. You know, that was a habit I had to learn personally, was to deal with my stuff as one by one as it came up. I couldn't let it pile because it just would overwhelm me, and it was really hard for me to get through it all. And so I've had to learn that practice of, okay, this is an issue, I have to deal with it right now, I can't pretend this is not an issue, and get in there and figure out what that issue is and how to resolve it and move forward.
That is so very true. And we talked Thursday night a little bit about the 12-step program and how it starts, step one starts with recognizing that God, you're powerless over your addiction or your alcoholism, or in this case, grudges and resentments. We're powerless over those things unless we submit to God. The first hour here, we've been talking about submitting to God. And Betty's singing that this morning is just so right on. I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender. And that's really what happens when we go to the dentist. Okay, I surrender, dentist, to your expertise. Go ahead, do what needs to be done. Okay? Get rid of the cavity, pull that tooth, or whatever the case may be, because I don't want to be in this pain anymore. Now, we're going to Luke 12, and I think this is so right on. Luke 12, verse 13. A little story that's only a few verses here. Jesus spoke this story, and it's starting in verse 13 of Luke chapter 12. Someone out in the crowd said, okay, so here's Jesus standing there teaching. Someone yells out because they realize Jesus is teaching with authority. And somebody in the crowd says, teacher, order my brother to give me a fair share of the family inheritance. Jesus replies, mister, what makes you think it's any of my business to be a judge or mediator for you? Speaking to the people, he goes on, take care and protect yourself against the least bit of greed. Life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot. So before we go to the rest of these few verses, let's talk about that concept right here. Teacher, order my brother to give me a fair share of the family inheritance. How many times do we see families just split up over money, right? And in this case, this guy is so obsessed with this problem that he is listening to Jesus teach, and he shouts out, hey, teacher, make my brother do this. How often have we said to God, make that person treat me better? Make this situation go away. Help me, God, make this thing happen. Mister, what makes you think it's any of my business to be a judge or mediator for you? Interesting. Why did Jesus say this, Angel? Why did he say, why is that my problem? Jesus says.
Well, it isn't.
Why isn't it? Counselor.
Because that's his to work out. You know, it's where he's putting his value and where he's putting his energy and efforts. And in the grand scheme, Jesus cares about our lives, but he really cares about our spiritual health and our relationship with him. And that money, that possession, wasn't going to change that for the better. Could change it for the worse, but probably would not have an impact on that.
So what Jesus was trying to do was to get this man to think about the spiritual aspects here the bigger picture. Now, sometimes we get mad at God because he has not made somebody do what we wanted them to do, Nan.
That's That's a tough one for me, Pastor.
Okay. I appreciate your honesty.
Well, thank you.
Say what you're feeling and Angel will set you straight.
Okay. Angel, you may set me straight.
I got your back.
It's got my back, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, there's times... There's times that we want God to do a particular thing. But God also doesn't push past the will of man.
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, at one time, I must say I am happily divorced. But at one time when I was still...
You're happily divorced?
I'm happily divorced. But one time when I was still in love with my husband at the time, I wanted God to fix things.
Right.
And things didn't get fixed.
That's why you married him the second time, right?
Yeah, you weren't supposed to say that part.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
That's okay. Both times that didn't get fixed by
right.
God, you know. But, you know, like I said, he won't push past man's will, too, you know.
Very interesting.
He can want us, you know, we can want to stay in the marriage, but
he's not going to make the changes you think they should make, right?
Exactly. Yes.
But don't you find that this little discussion we're having right now is critical to our peace and resting? Angel's getting ready to comment on that, and then we'll go back to you, Nan, what you're thinking about this.
Well, we do, because I think so often we feel like our peace is found in if others just did the things we want them to do or behave
right.
the way we wanted them to behave,
yes.
and we think it's about something outside of us. And our peace has nothing to do
with what's outside of us. Oh, my gosh. You are so right. It's not about that.
Nothing.
It's not about the external circumstances, about everybody behaving the way we want them to. And that goes to your point, Nan, about your ex-husband. Go ahead.
Well, we can want God to do those things. And for me, it didn't happen. And that's really okay. You know, you it's like, God, why not? Why didn't you? Why didn't it happen? This, whatever. We can go on the what if God, why God? We need to move forward.
Right.
I'm feeling that strongly just in my spirit right now. We need to move forward from those. They can be, you know, we might be actually trying to stay in a toxic relationship, which is what I was doing. You know, I didn't realize that. I can look back and see. At the time, I couldn't see it. But, you know... God will take what happens in our life. He will turn things around for us. You know, I'm flourishing spiritually, and I say that humbly. But I'm flourishing spiritually by being under your teaching. I've been under your teaching almost 8 years now, and it's been a wonderful 8 years of my life because of the rich word that you bring and the love of the people at my Beacon of Hope Ministries Church. You know, so things still can turn around for you. Even and like Angel was saying, your peace isn't necessarily found in the circumstances around us. It's found within
right.
us.
And so often we try our best to make a person change or become what we want them to become. I can honestly say years ago, I read every book on being a good wife and tried it all. And it still didn't change the circumstances. Talk to us, Angel.
Well, that's where that whole free will thing comes in, and everybody has free will, but... You know, I wrote here is God's greatest concern is my spiritual connection and relationship with him. And
absolutely.
Where my peace is. And
yes.
And nothing else. It is not in the money in my bank. It is not in the quality of my external relationships. It can only be found in him.
And I think that's what this whole series is about. He is our peace. It's an old song, who has broken down every wall. Comes from a verse in Ephesians chapter 2. He is our peace. And when we realize that he is the one that's going to give you peace in the middle of whatever it is that's going on in your life, it's going to change everything. Look what he says to this young man. He says, speaking to the people, he went on, take care, verse 15 of Luke chapter 12. Protect yourself against the least bit of greed. Life is not defined by what you have, even when you have a lot. And then he told them a story. And we're going to read that story right after this song. Okay? Because here we're talking about God being number one in our lives, which is what brings us peace. There is none like you.
Be exalted, Lord. Be exalted, Lord.
There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity long and find there is none like you.
Your mercy flows like a river wide, and healing comes from your hand. Suffering children are safe in your arms. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search.
God, there's none like you, mighty God. We love you so very much. Lord, our hearts are full of praise for you. Our hearts are full of a desire for you. Your mercy flows like a river, and healing flows from your hands. Suffering children are safe in your arms because there is none like you. Lord, we pray for our audience right now. You know who they are and where they are scattered around the globe and when they will hear this broadcast. And Lord, I trust you that you put this in the attention of those that you want to hear these truths. And Lord, that they will decide that indeed that there is none like you, that you, O God, are our supreme, almighty God. You are the all-powerful, all-knowing, all-wise, ever-present, never-changing, almighty God. Lord, there's none like you. Lord, we just want to remind our audience and remind each of us right here that you have to be one, number one in our lives, that we need to surrender anew to your presence, your work in our lives, and your peace. And we need to learn to rest in your peace. And Lord, we thank you for great music like that song that brings us into your presence and reminds us there is none like you. We love you, Lord. We praise your holy name. And we pray for our audience that they will find you, the one true God, in Jesus Christ, your Son, who died on a cross for our sins, our sicknesses, and rose from the dead, the resurrected Lord. We thank you, Lord. We praise you and thank you for the audience that will receive this word today. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Nan, you got another poem, you prolific writer there.
Yeah, he's good. There is no other like me. Of this you will certainly see. I love you with all of my heart. I desire to of your life be a part. What will your decision be today? Will you look to me and pray? You can rest in my peace, and you know that you can be set free. There is no other like me.
Wow.
And there again, there's another questions. Yeah. What will your decision will be today?
It's questions all the way today to all of us and to our audience, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's, I mean, with every poem, he's saying, make a decision.
Yes.
Do something, you know? If you were on a game show right now and they gave you 20 seconds to answer a question, then the buzzer would hit. You just have that interval of time. Praise God, we've got time to make this decision. Let's do it. Let's do it. Luke chapter 12 again. Here we go. And we're right back at verse now 16. Then he told them a story. Jesus was famous for his stories. The farm of a certain rich man produced a terrific crop. He talked to himself, what can I do? My barn isn't big enough for this harvest. Then he said, hey, here's what I'll do. I'll tear down the barns, my barns, and build bigger ones. Then I'll gather in all my grain and goods, and I'll say to myself, self, you've done well. You've got it made. You can now retire. Take it easy and have the time of your life. Just then God showed up and said, fool, tonight you die. And your barn full of goods, who gets it? Verse 21 of Luke 12. That's what happens when you fill your barn with self and not with God. Isn't that what this show has ended up being all about, Dr. Angel?
Yes, it has. Absolutely. And I think we are all guilty of filling our barns of self.
And sometimes we don't do it intentionally, don't you think?
I agree. I don't think that we set out to do it. It just happens.
How does it happen?
Well, as things happen and experiences happen and stresses happen, it just becomes more about, I have this going on and I have that and I have this and I'm worried about that and I'm concerned. It's I am talking about us. And now that's consuming all of our thoughts and our energy and everything we have. That's our barn.
That's our barn. And so often we get so, I think a lot of, let me finish that thought. We get so obsessed, is the word I want to use, with being like others, being popular, being acceptable, being a part of a little group, being noticed, having fame or notoriety or money. And those things seem more important than any relationship with God. Talk to me, Angel, because Nan is busy doing something on her computer. So talk to me.
Well, they go back to the itch in the top of the show.
Yeah, boy, doesn't it?
Every one of those
things. Oh, my gosh.
Kind of that itch.
It is.
You know, keeping up with the Joneses and having this and obtaining this career goal and having, you know, achieve this financial status or owning this boat or this vacation. It's, the, you know, having all those things. It's
right.
The itch.
It is. Whatever it is, it's driving us.
Absolutely.
So God would say to us today, what is driving you? Show me your ways so that I can walk with you. What are his ways? What is he wanting out of us? What does he desire for us to do, to be, to look like, to sound like? I've often said that when people bump into us, what do they get? Do they get pride? Do they get arrogance? Do they get a genuine desire to help somebody? Do they, what do they get? Talk to us, Dr. Angel. She's still busy.
No, that's okay.
I'm sorry.
They
that's
should.
All right. You go ahead.
We should be giving the reflection of Christ in our lives when people bump into us.
Mm-hmm.
However, oftentimes they get our lack of attention, our lack of concern or care, because we're so wrapped up in our own stuff. We don't have to take the time to listen and genuinely hear what someone's saying to us.
Absolutely. Let's go to Romans 14 for a moment. Romans 14, 17 is one of my favorite verses, and it says, it's not about what you eat or drink. The kingdom of God is not about eating and drinking. It's not about just partying. It's not about acquiring things or notoriety or any of that. We just saw the Jesus example there in Luke chapter 12 with this guy that's got this grudge. And in verse 17 of Romans 14, I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible. God's kingdom isn't a matter of what you put in your stomach, for goodness sake. It's what God does with your life as he sets it right and puts it together and completes it with joy. Your task is to single-mindedly serve Christ. Do that, and you'll kill two birds with one stone, pleasing the God above you and proving your worth to the people around you. Verse 19 of Romans 14. So let's agree to use all our energy in getting along with each other. Help others with encouraging words. Don't drag them down by finding fault. You're certainly not going to permit an argument over what is served or not served at supper to wreck God's work among you, are you? I love the way Paul writes this. And he says here, I said it before and I'll say it again. All food's good, but it can turn bad if you use it badly. If you use it to trip up others and send them sprawling, when you sit down to a meal, your primary concern should not be to feed your own face, but to share the life of Jesus. Whoa. So be sensitive and courteous to the others who are eating. Don't eat or drink or do things that might interfere with the free exchange of love. Cultivate your own relationship with God. Hey, that kind of says it all. So often, we are so consumed with being like others, looking the way they look, acting the way they act, laughing at the jokes they think are funny, doing whatever it is to fit in. Talk to us, Angel.
I think we expend a great deal of energy in those things.
I think we do,
and
too.
And then I think we expend a great deal of energy in trying to decide God's rules once
right.
we figure out God's important for us, and then decide everyone else needs to follow it the exact same way we do.
That's that religious spirit, right?
Absolutely. And we
the do's like, and don'ts. Don't cut your hair. Don't wear pants. Don't this, don't that.
The thing is, the do's and don'ts change.
Right.
God doesn't change.
Right.
And instead of loving people for who they are and where they are with God, they don't have to believe exactly like I do. They don't have to follow the same set of rules to be my sister or brother in Christ.
Right.
And I think we as the church
right.
have allowed this religiosity to
yes, we have.
Steal the love of Christ from our own faith.
We have. How many pulpits do you hear across this nation ranting and raving about different situations or different lifestyles or whatever, instead of talking about the love of God and how God cares about every single one of us, even if we might be different than somebody else?
Absolutely. And I think that culture is overtaking our churches here in America, especially. And we have
to stop it. Spirit of judgment and criticism.
And it's that spirit of everyone has to believe and think exactly like me to
right.
be godly, or they're not.
Yeah, everybody has to look alike, act alike, and not be different in any way, right?
Right. God's about relationship. He's not about, you know, is your hair combed on the right side of your head, and are you wearing a dress, or you're, you know, what,
right.
what? Whatever we think is important. God's about relationship, and only he
all
knows
about
that.
Relationship. And I find it so interesting that when that guy shouted out from the crowd, make my brother give me what is rightfully mine, Jesus is going, really? I'm not even getting involved in that.
That's entitlement.
That's right. I'm not getting involved in that. I want you to start concentrating on what you're doing for the kingdom of God. Talk to us, Nan, because you've been busy typing.
Yeah, I was getting my final thoughts together.
Oh, okay.
What I was doing there.
All right.
And I'll be reading that there. You know, I was, as Angel was talking, I was reminded there was a time at my school that I decided to organize a little Bible study thing, you know, and, you know, it's from, we came from all different denominations and churches and backgrounds and everything, but we had the one thing in common, and that was Jesus Christ was Lord of our life. Amen. And that's what mattered. So all this other stuff of the doctrine, the mine's different than yours different than my, what, we didn't discuss that.
Right.
We talked about Jesus.
Right.
That's really what it should be. Our discussion should be about how great God is, and we should stop judging others. Absolutely. We should not. In fact, these verses in Romans remind us that the kingdom of God, the essence of what he's trying to teach us, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness being right standing with God. That's what God wants for us to be concentrating on. Am I in right standing with God? Not is my brother, my sister, my whoever in right standing with God, but am I in right standing with God? Am I walking the way he would have me walk? Am I walking in peace? Do I have joy? Because when I have those things, I can rest. I can rest in peace when I know I am doing what I need to be doing instead of pointing the finger at others. Matthew 7:1 says, judge not so that you not be judged, right?
That's right.
How many people, I mean, here's this young man judging his brother, you know? I mean, yeah, he probably deserved his part of the inheritance, but obviously he couldn't seem to get that to happen, so he wants somebody else to intervene. I hear God saying today, this is so vital to our relationship with God that we learn the need to really desire peace in our lives, to not have quarreling, bickering, fighting with others. The things we're going to talk about this week on our Thursday night show have to do with those times in our lives in the past where things haven't gone perfectly. Where, you know, we've had problems with others, sometimes family members, sometimes spouses. And can we let those things go? Dr. Angel.
We can. To answer your question, do we want to, would be the better question.
Why wouldn't we want to?
You know, sometimes we have worn that as a badge of honor. And we feel like to let it go means that we're letting go someone who wronged us, and we feel like we need to be right, so we have to keep it alive to make sure everyone knows we were wrong.
So you are you saying that we can have stripes, so to speak, on our sleeves of all the wrongs that have happened to us?
Oh, yes.
And some people are very, very proud of all that?
Oh, yes. And I will be honest, it's funny because I was sitting not too long ago and out in a public place, and I was by myself, and I'm listening to conversations because I'm a little nosy sometimes, and I can just overhear people talking, and like this was these group of people, and they're like sharing all the bad things that have happened just like so openly in this restaurant, and I'm just like a stripe on their badge, and I'm just sitting there thinking,
whoa,
why?
Wow.
Why are we let it go? Why do we hold on so tight?
I've heard of people that go out on a date with somebody new and they ruin the possibility of a relationship because you're shaking your head. So you know what I'm going to say. So talk to me. What am I going to say, Dr. Angel?
All they do is talk about all the wrongs that they've had in their previous relationships.
Exactly.
And how much they were hurt and how much victim they are from their previous relationships.
Right. And so, I mean, it's interesting. Jesus is, you know how we talk about directing somebody when they ask a question or like a person that's elderly and they just get stuck on one concept. They just get stuck on one thing. And I know that happens, especially when people begin to get senile, etc. They can get stuck on one story and tell it over and over and over again, right? Because that's their thing. That's what they're obsessed with. We got to let that kind of stuff go. And on Thursday night, we're going to talk more about how to do that. But Nan, when we sit and dwell on the failures of ourselves or others, or our failures that we consider God has done, how good is that for us?
It's very unhealthy. It's not good at all. I mean, that type of stuff, you know, has been documented. I'm sure Dr. Angel could even attest to a lot more of this than I know, but it's been documented that people who hold stuff in like that, who wear those things as a strap on their badge, whatever they're doing, they many times will come, they can physically get sick. They can physically get sick.
Absolutely.
Because of what they're holding on to. And you wouldn't think logically that would happen, but it does happen.
But it does.
It does happen.
Correct, Dr. Angel, do you want to make a medical statement there before we go on to the song?
No, she's absolutely correct. And there's a ton of research that backs that up. The longer we hold on to those negative feelings, that the anger, the grudges, and hashing it back out, the more we're going to see heart disease, autoimmune deficiency disease, some cancers are tied to this. There's some big stuff tied to those emotions.
And the good news is our God is big enough to take those burdens that we have sometimes proudly displayed and talked about ad nauseum, and he's able to bring healing where we need healing. How great is our God?
Splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all will see how great is our God. Age to age he stands.
Amen. Yes, you are, mighty God. Praise God. Lord, we love you. Oh, God, you are so great. You are so mighty. You are so wonderful. We want everyone to see how great you are, Lord, because of what you're doing in our lives. We want to be a reflection of you. We want people to see you. We want people to see you, mighty God, when they encounter us. We want them to feel your presence. We want them to know that our priority is living the way you would have us live. We want them to find you as a result of what we say or what we do, or just we want them to find your love in our actions and in our words. Lord, you are so great. You are so mighty. We thank you and praise you for this show and how it will bless many lives in the days ahead. You get the glory and the praise. How great is our God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Wow, let's try to sum all this up, Dr. Angel. We're about out of here. And I'll tell you, it didn't go the way I thought it would. It never does. I guess I just have to, you know, I prepare and then whatever God wants, that's what we want. We're on board with his plan and direction. Kind of give us some summary points of what you think we've been talking about here, and then we'll get some final thoughts from both of you after that. But
well, you know, peace begins with praise. I think that is really where it boils down to for us, you know, and that we need to put God first in order to find that peace. It can't be found in any thing outside of us. It can't be found in our bank account. It can't be found in our relationships or making somebody do or act the way we think they should. It's only found in him.
It is. It is. And when we realize that we need God, you know, Lord, I need you. When we really get that down on the inside of us, that we're not superheroes in our own eyes, that we aren't all powerful, but that he is, it changes our attitude, I think, on a daily basis when we get that. Don't you think when we, Lord, I want to be all you want me to be, that I surrender all concept.
You know, it makes us humble, and it keeps
us humble. Oh, doesn't it? Yes. Because too often we can get so full of ourselves and think that it's all about us, and it's really not. It's all about him. Talk to us, Nan, and then I know you have some things you were typing out. If you want to share those now, that's fine.
I'd like to go in and, yes, do that, please. You know, in noting that in every poem there was a question.
Yeah.
I felt I was supposed to bring all the questions together.
Whoa, okay.
And that's what.
Let's hear them.
The questions for the listeners. Talking about sing, sing, sing. Said, I love you with all of my heart. So of the singing, will you start? And about thriving. What will you do? What will it be? About defining moments. Do you want defining moments in me? What will it be? On this will you depend? So what will you do? It's entirely up to you. What is your decision? And then praise me from your heart. What will you do? What will your decision be? Spend time with me each day in praising me. And then the last one is, I am your unchanging Father. What will your decision be today? Will you look to me and pray? There is no other like me.
Wow.
And so that was pulled from the five poems.
Yeah, so true. Do you want to comment on any of that?
I think that there's been a lot of people listening to this show, either live or in the future, that are needing to make decisions in their lives. The number one decision they need to make, first of all, is Jesus Christ, Lord of their life. If he's not, they need to do that.
Right.
But then there's other just decisions that they need to make about relationships or jobs or whatever. They need to make a decision. They need to rely on God to help them make that decision.
Right.
And I think that's what all these were about. It kept being, what will it do? What is your decision? What do you want to do? And I think that's what I think it boils down to. We just need to make decisions.
We need to make decisions. And we need to realize the importance of this whole thing that we've been talking about. And that is learning to live in peace and walk in peace has everything to do with how we get through our day, doesn't it, Dr. Angel? I mean, we can get so comfortable in being dysfunctional, you know what I mean? and being upset all the time, being mad all the time, being having that kind of personality that people go, man, let's walk around easily today because she's in one of those moods. You know what I mean?
We can and we do. And it can become an identity, you know, how we're known about, you know, oh, there's the grumpy one, or, you know, there's one you never know what you're going to get. And that's not what we want.
Right.
And we have to be willing to shed that and let that go.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to just happen. You got to put energy
in there.
No,
it's not going to just happen. Mm-hmm. It's something that is a purposeful act, right? That's what we're saying.
And if you're the person out there and you're like, oh, geez, you know, maybe that's me and I don't like it and I don't want it to be that way. Remember the feeding and starving principle. What you feed grows. What are you feeding? Are you feeding the negative? Are you feeding the bad? Are you feeding the frustrations? Or are you starving them? Are you feeding the word of God? Are you feeding your praise music? What you feed grows. If you don't like where you are, start feeding something different.
Well, and so how do they do that? How do they start doing that?
Getting in their word, putting on that praise music, what, you know, just taking action.
Take action. And make your relationship with God your priority. And you say, but I've got to, my job is my priority, or my children or whatever. You know, when you spend time with God Almighty, everything else falls in line. That's kind of how it works. And that's how God ordained it to work. So our goal today on this show is to help you draw close to Him so that you can learn to rest in His peace for you, because that's what He wants for you. We remind you that you can reach us on our prayer line 24/7, 365, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Send your requests in. We will absolutely answer that, and we will write a prayer. Usually it's Pastor Jim or Betty will write a prayer and get it out to our prayer team. You can be a part of the prayer team by sending an email to prayers@bohmglobal.com. You can be a financial partner with us by going to our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage and you'll find a tab for donations. Click that and it will open up PayPal. And every dollar that comes in through that goes to the radio ministry. So become a financial partner with us with your tithes and offerings. That would be fantastic. Final word, Nan. Final word, Angel. Here it is.
I just encourage people to make decisions and make some positive decisions. They can make decisions. They're not necessarily positive. They can make positive decisions that would bring glory to God.
Absolutely. Angel.
You know, if you want peace, make that your priority.
Absolutely.
And start feeding what gives you peace.
That's right. Praise God. Get in His word. Learn. We've got tons of shows on our website and here at the podcast on tantalknetwork.com for you to listen to. So get it down on the inside of you. Oh, what a joy. It's been fun to be with you today, as always. No distance between the love of God. God has it for you because He loves you so very much. This has been Pastor Marcia McAllister, along with me from our radio team today, Dr. Angel Falzoni and Nan Watson. Catch Dr. Angel and I this Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. right here on tantalknetwork.com. 106.1 FM, 104.3 FM, and some AM stations also, 1340, 1350, 1400 AM. So there's a lot of places for you to catch the show Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. And God bless every one of you. We'd love to hear from you. You can write me personally, pastor@bohmglobal.com. Have a great week, and we're going to be right back here next Sunday, 3 o'clock. Tell a friend. And join us, please. God bless you and have a great week. And know that He loves you very, very much. Natural.